In this step, we're going to add sound effects to our pinball game. I'm in Visual Studio, and I'm going to add in some existing sound files that I have. One is a click sound, and that'll be used when the player uses the flippers, and the other is a score sound, which will play when the user strikes the ball against a target. So I'm going to bring these in and set their build action to content, and that will force them to be compiled into the zap file for our Silverlight application. Now that that's done, we can edit this in Blend. And so you can see that our sounds were brought in here as content. And I'm going to add in a couple of behaviors here to our main page. So part of the physics helper controls, one of the behaviors is a physics sound behavior. And this actually provides mixed sound, which means you can play multiple copies of a file simultaneously, which is different than a standard media element. It's creating kind of like a buffer for you. It's using media elements, but in a buffered manner. So let's add this to our layout root here, this first sound behavior. And we're going to want this first one to happen when a collision happens. So we're going to use the physics collision trigger. And we want it to play when the ball, so ellipse ball, collides with a target. Now the target is defined in a user control, and if we come back over here, we can see that's named CNV kicking target. So if we come back over to our main page, body 2, we want to be CNV kicking target, and because we have multiple instances of that, the physics helper is going to name those CNV kicking target 1, 2, 3, and so on. And so we want to make sure that this fires for all of those, so we can check this match like body names property. And so when any of these collide, any of these kicking targets collide with the ball, it'll fire that trigger. These defaults here for buffers are fine, so that means we can have this sound playing three times simultaneously, and it won't stop playing. It'll mix all three copies. And finally, we can add a source in here, which is going to be the score.wma. So we prefix it with a forward slash because it is set as a content type. Okay, so let's save that. And we'll go ahead and try running. Okay, so I'm just going to cheat here and use my mouse to drop that. And so sure enough, we're getting our sound effect played. So let's add a couple more sound effects. When the flippers are set in motion, we want to have like a click sound there. So let's add in a couple other physics sound behaviors. This first one will have a key trigger, so that when the user hits the left key to swing the flipper up, we only want this sound to play once when the key goes down. So I'm going to change the triggered on property to on key down, and the source here is going to be slash click.wma. We'll add a second one in here for the controls. This is going to be a physics key trigger again for the right arrow key. And again, we only want that to fire once when the key goes down, and we'll set that source to click.wma. Okay, now let's run. And you can, there's a click sound when we swing, and a sound when we score now.